voice level from you, and that you can just give me your name, your title, and location.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Kim. I'm Angela Jackson Morris. I work for the International Union Against TB and Lung Disease.
And your location?
And I'm based in Edinburgh, UK.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much. So first of all, how important is it to include anti-smoking strategies in TB and HIV treatment programs?
Kim, it's a huge issue. It's one that we think now is urgent. For some years, the union and other organizations have attempted to get the message across that TB and HIV care must start to incorporate anti-smoking strategies. We know that more people who smoke end up having TB. Treatment is less effective. We know that there are more smokers amongst people with TB and HIV. And we know that treatment, again, for antiretroviral therapy is less effective if people smoke. So we see this as critical because, in a sense, we are failing patients if we are just treating them but not preventing this ultimately preventable issue that will stop them getting living a good quality of life with HIV or getting better from TB if they continue to smoke. And the issue applies as well if they're exposed to secondhand smoke in the home.
In your study, you point out some practical measures that you recommend to be incorporated into treatment programs. What are some of those measures?
Okay, these are a set of evidence-based measures that have been tried and tested across the world by the WHO, so we have a lot of confidence in these, and particularly we think they're very appropriate for people who work at the moment with TB and HIV patients. They work in very busy environments and often in low-cost settings where they're trying to keep costs down. These are very practical, easy to incorporate into day-to-day activities. They're things like monitoring whether the patients that you see are smokers or ex-smokers, are still smoking, so that you can then follow up with them and the other healthcare workers can provide appropriate support. It's making sure that you've got, for example, a smoke-free environment, so a smoke-free healthcare facility, a smoke-free hospital, and also the workers who see patients at home, encouraging family members to not smoke in the home or around the patient and explaining to them that they will effectively, their loved one, their family member, won't get better from TB and won't be successful on their antiretroviral therapy if they've still got this secondhand smoke around them. So that's important. And a critical one, I think, as you would expect, would be cessation. That would be working with patients, so identifying who is still smoking and giving them the appropriate support to stop. And we know very clearly from all of the evidence that brief advice from a healthcare worker then followed up over intervals, sometimes providing information, education, support as well, and providing that over a period of time can be one of the most effective ways to quit. Another thing that is an issue that we see in some healthcare environments is where managers can be under pressure from tobacco industry representatives, for example, to take sponsorship. So again, it would be making sure with the hospital managers, the healthcare facility managers, that that kind of thing doesn't happen. And that way people aren't inadvertently exposed to tobacco advertising when they go, for example, to their local clinic, which would be anathema to what the healthcare workers are trying to do for the patients and their families. So hopefully that gives you a brief overview of the kind of measures that we're looking for people to incorporate into their day-to-day practice when they're seeing patients with TB and HIV and their family members.
Yes, that's really good. These are really good strategies, and hopefully they will be able to be incorporated into the treatment programs. Did your study focus on any particular countries?
We didn't focus on particular countries because we know very clearly that it applies across the world. So TB is a major killer in a large number of countries. It's particularly an issue in Asia and in Africa. And HIV is a major issue in Africa, in sub-Saharan Africa particularly. And we know that in order to help people in the communities either live with HIV or get better from TB and stop TB infection happening. We've got to be better at tobacco control as well. And rather than it just being the case that you have people who do tobacco control working in the community and people who do TB, people who do HIV, what we're suggesting is that the people who do the different things start to collaborate and incorporate some of these strategies, particularly the anti-smoking strategies, into the care programs that we have that work very effectively in many countries. What we're saying really is that they will never be as effective as we want them to be unless we put the basic anti-smoking measures in place.
You also emphasize it's important that quick action, urgent action is needed in integrating these anti-smoking strategies. So how would you go about getting this accomplished, say, for instance, in countries in Africa?
Okay. I think the paper is a start. What we're trying to do is to reach particularly TB and HIV practitioners and just get the message across to them that we do not see this as being a complex thing to integrate into their day-to-day work. We know that they're busy. We know that they see many patients and costs are an issue. And that's why these strategies we know will be more effective. It will help them in their duty of care to the patients and their families in terms of being more effective in getting patients better. So what we would suggest is that the paper is a start in getting the message out there. What we're going to be doing, what the union is doing in the countries in which we work in and other countries, WHO, is now working harder to try and get this message across so that people, for example, in charge of hospitals, healthcare facilities, take a lead on making their healthcare environment smoke-free, that individual practitioners get together and identify how in the treatment and the care process they will work to identify smoking patients, to give them the advice and the support to stop and to do the same at home with their families. So in a sense, it's not, you know, I know the phrase rocket science is often used. It's not a complex thing, but it's something that if practitioners working at a village level, practitioners working in a city or a town, rural hospital setting, all of them could make a real difference to TB and HIV care by doing these things.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Very interesting.